Monday motivation. We can all use a dose of that, I'm sure, come Monday morning. Rick Mirabella from runners.com, R-U-N-N-E-Z.com, is with us. Rick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. How are you, brother?
Very well indeed. Now, sleep. This is the topic today. It's something that is certainly of interest to breakfast presenters because we never seem to get enough of it. But tell us about sleep and the wellness benefits.
Well, mate, yeah, breakfast radio, no doubt you're in a bit of lack of, but it's a necessity. And I think we get caught up in the cycle of life, don't we? Just the constant go, caught on the hamster on the wheel. But it's massive. It's the easiest, most accessible performance enhancer there is, and that goes for everything. And I think if you haven't had it for years, or you're a traditional poor sleeper, I think you just get used to feeling a bit blah. But it's really, really, really important for regeneration purposes, mental and emotional well-being, just the whole brain and the formation of things like the hippocampus for memory and just general well-being. So the offset of later in life stuff like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and stuff like that. So if it hasn't been a priority, or if you feel like you're in bad habits, it's just about, again, we step back, we look in, and we say, well, yeah, it's probably been an issue, and I probably, my habits around sleep aren't good, so how can we change this? And there's lots of ways we can do that.
Yeah, yeah, the old hippocampus. I mean, you just, yeah, you can't live without that, can you?
Now, I'm telling you, the brain, this is when it regenerates, when we sleep. And people, well, we stress, we train hard, whatever it may be, we need to get this rest. And I think especially in the corporate world, or the sleep sometimes can be undervalued. You got to work late, you got to stay back at the office type stuff. But I promise you, just turning the phone off, switching the TV off, and just having 30 minutes of quiet time and time in natural dark environments, I promise you, you will go a long way. And even if you know that you got to get up at 3:30, say, boys, it's just about doing two nights, three nights a week where you might, I guess, bank some extra sleep. So you say, well, on Tuesday, Thursdays, I'll just get to bed that little bit earlier. And it's only after you do it for a few weeks that you go, wow, oh, it's amazing what I was missing out on. So I guess this morning, just about pricking the listeners, I guess, ears and go, okay, well, yeah, maybe that's me. Maybe I felt like rubbish for 4 or 5 weeks or months or years. How can I change things? And we don't have to always be a martyr. We can change things.
Rick, you say about getting sleep, how it's so important. But if you think about people who can't sleep, they've got a problem, and just thinking too much makes it even worse. How do you get over that? How do you relax in the right way to get proper sleep?
I totally, totally get it. And I know that people will be listening to me going, well, yeah, that's fine for you if anxieties and overthinking and just our general stuff at night really makes it hard sometimes. So there's lots of good stuff out there now, mate. And don't pursue it until you try and find the right one for you, whether it's meditation. There's an Insight Timer app, it's called, and there's a really good sleep stuff on YouTube. And you set your phone clock. Obviously, you don't want to be watching the phone, but you set your phone for an alarm of, it goes off in 25 minutes, and if you are still awake, you still do it again, and stuff like this. But certainly trying to really de-stress and drop everything back a peg an hour or two before bed, so not going straight to bed wired and just not looking at the phone. Like the blue light is a massive one, boys. So stuff like that. But I understand that if it's a bigger problem, there is a lot of experts out there now. So we're talking about how important it is. And if you think, oh, well, that's not for me, I've tried everything on phones and YouTube, and I've read and I've counted sheep, believe me, there's a lot of experts out there. You just got to really bang the door down. You can't just afford to say, well, but that's just always me. That'll be me for the next 20 years, because there is ways you can change it. You just got to bang the door down on this. I don't think there's much more important, actually, than sleep.
Yeah, well, it's all very well saying that, but like last night I went off to the movies again. Like my dreams, some of them, it's like a 2.5-hour Hollywood epic. I was in a police station with a beagle in a cage and trying to solve crimes, and oh, God, they're just sheer madness. But anyway.
I want to get an insight into Robbo's brain, Steve.
No, you don't.
I do too. I want to try and find out. Go on, Rick.
I understand that, mate. And look, there's lots of stuff. And the brains, we still don't even know 90% of what goes on. But we do know this. We do know that sleep regenerates sleep is crucial for general well-being, vitality and energy throughout the day.
Yep.
And over a long period of time, it can really make a big difference, like I said, later on in life with different neurological stuff. So
yeah.
If it's an issue for you, please go and seek the right help. Don't just be happy to continue to do because that's what you've always done.
Great advice as always, Rick. Thanks. Have a fabulous week and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Can't wait, boys.
Good on you. Rick Mirabella, runners.com.
I'm off for a nap now.
Monday motivation.